have here in discussion of Hoshata, number of Pratim. For example, we mentioned that holding on to two sides of the same object would be considered a part of Hoshata. This might exist in terms of lifting things as well. The Kadu Chavav, Bari HaShulchan, he says they shouldn't carry an object together, even if other individuals are participating in this carrying act. And it rises the famous Chayodim and Nifus Pesim. That holding on to two sides of the same object would be considered a part of Hoshata. This might exist in terms of lifting things as well. The Kadu Chavav, Bari HaShulchan, he says they shouldn't carry an object together, even if other individuals are participating in this carrying act. And it rises the famous Chayodim and Nifus Pesim. Since it's a minig by whole Achmanis to pick up the Kara, this is the Chatzila, the woman, the Eshes Chayel, shouldn't pick up the Kara, the state of Yidah Zeh, even though it's assuming others are also picking up. They never picked up. It's not heavy, it's a matter of holding on. That's what he said. That's the Chumah. Then he has this other chumrah about putting something into a container that someone else is holding. It's a common case. The husband wants to give the wife the keys, and you can't hand it to her because it's Easter of Hoshata. You want to know, may he put it into a pocketbook. That's a very common shiloh. Or may he take it from a pocketbook. So he wants to be back by that one too. Now, I can't understand why that should be up. Why is that up? Hoshata means you give something from one person to another. Here, you're taking something from a pocketbook, putting it into a pocketbook. Why does it do with Hoshata at all? Don't understand the connection. I think it's more common than just carrying something and pushing them together. Because there, at least, they're both holding on to the same thing. Right? They're both holding on, or even they're both pushing the same thing. We still argue, maybe that's us. Like they're doing something together. After all, there's no issue of holding on to the same thing, no? I don't understand. Husband and wife let each get the same table. Yeah? So what happened? I'm not sitting at the table, I'm holding on to the table for a minute. She goes, she can't hold on to the table. New chumra. I don't know. I never heard of it. Parrot says, nothing wrong with holding on to the same thing. Right? The thing is, what's wrong with moves, lifting, or carrying, or something like that. So, here, I'm holding onto the woman's holding onto a pocketbook, and the man takes the keys out. The woman's not totally passive. She's not doing anything at all. Right? Oh, Shota means, all right, it's like you have a Deoke of a Zemeniah. Remember the one of the Shabbos. I'm giving to you, you're giving to me. Some kind of joint action. Here, woman's holding onto the pocketbook, draped over her shoulder, and it's just on the side, there's a key there, and it pulls the key out. They're not doing anything, she's just not doing anything. Right? But once again, you can be megal here if you have a shepherd's cock. Especially if you can be mitzvah of the shita. For example, again, the Rambam shita, that doesn't hold doesn't exist, and the written shita, the b'shinui, is mutter, it's perhaps to be considered somewhat of a shinui. And again, the fact we mentioned yesterday about the embarrassment, that might, this Eitzah would alleviate that, would be another reason to be son of a husband in this case, in the pocketbook. It works for many things. Again, for a baby, you can't put the baby in the pocketbook, so you have a different Eitzah. But for most, for a lot of other things, that's a possible solution. Right? If she has a pocketbook. I always know I carry on pocketbook. But if there is one, that's a possibility. Okay. Enough about the sif, we could talk for a long time more about this. Is that safe? I think somebody has it here. Suga Bash Hoshanim? Have a go. I think someone had it. No. By the way, by a Belzer, by this one, the Belzer, the other. I saw it here. Zeb, you have it?
Yeah.
The whole safer, this big, just on this image. Round. So if you want to look at more beyond all these shadows, you can look there at the Suga Bash Hashan. Very interesting text. Okay, Sif Gimel. Lo Yochal Imo. Oh, ping pong and tennis. I think it's Suga Bashan Asbira. What? Get for real? This is someone asking. It's matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Baruch Hashem. Gravel and chess and books. You don't say that. She put down one word. I show her. Here. So it's Mekel. Get for real. Mekel. You're allowed to play Scrabble. Chess is also Mekel. But he asked ping pong and tennis. I saw it. I saw one.
Ball game.
Tennis should be also, you know, all these things. Okay. I imagine that there could be someone who's Mekel, but he's not. Yes. No, Zrika. Take a ball.
You hit
him
with
the racket.
Nothing you shoot
with
person anyway.
No. Try to
hit
it away from
the person.
He's bouncing. He gets it with Zrika. Throwing the ball. I hit the ball. I hit it with a racket. So what's that person?
It bounces. You
know what? It doesn't matter. Time. Of course. No comparison at all. Came to the pocketbook, the woman's doing nothing. Totally passive. Here she's active, a forehand or a backhand or whatever, something. So it's considered to be an Eastern Greek. What can I say? I don't know. Don't blame me, the Ramah. The Ramah said the Chenai is Rika. Is us. Why? Nobody knows why. That's what the in the Beurim is, they don't understand why. If these are the Shem Negiya, it's not kind of the Negiya by Zrika, they're so far away from each other. Maybe they're all like the Rashba. The Rashba says Mishim Kurva. And Zrika is also some Kurva. That's what he suggests over here in the Beurim. Alright? So maybe they're not being kind of a Kurva. Okay. What kind of Ramah? Yeah. Okay, let's start Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. Lo yochal imo al ha-shulchan. Elam ken yesh shum shinoi. Sheh shum dover maskik ben kara shalom v'kara shalom. Lechem o kankam o shiyochal kolecha v'mapa shalom. Where does this come from? This already comes from a Mishnah. Oh, it's already a Mishnah. Well, it's from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the Sefer Shabbos, the Yochal Azavah Azavah. So it says, Azavah Azavah. So what about the Zavah with a non-Zav? Which we don't, even though we call some other people Zavah, it's only going to Harabais. But we don't consider ourselves to be Zavah, Chas Hashem. So, yes, they say they call the Chomim. It's even worse, the Postman said. The Yitzhak talking about again, but back to the end of the Gemara. In other words, until now, I mean, even though Shad is not based on an inference of a Gemara, true, but it's not a Beferish Gemara, the Ram denies the whole din. Here, you can't deny the din. It's a Beferish Mishnah. Well, it could be only Zavah and Zavah, but that'll be Shver. This is a more serious matter because it's found in the Gemara. Now, the big question over here, here's the big question, which is found in the Bali and Shulchan over here. Well, let's see the introduction before this. Okay. Akhtu Nakhdama Ktsar, Pei Grei Shalachet. Zivya Shachanor, Sif Zeh, with Sif Abob. Who's the Mishnah per Kama, the Shabbat, Nan, or Yukal, or Aner, or Yotzel, or Yochal, or Zom, or Zom, or Hergol, or Veir, who Pirish, or Rishon, the Nakhat Zavla, or Rebusa, Kosh, Ken, Shat, Torah, or Lachal, or Zom. Old Kosh, with the Zom, the Nakhat, who Lav, Dab, Afanida, Bechal, Yisuz, the Nakhat, or Rishon, and the Tam, Zid, Zed. Yesh, the Kosh, Shachila, Biyachat, Yidar, Chiba, Bekiru, Pirish, Lach, Shay, they can't be forget, Yitzben, or Yitzro, That's the question was going to cause the maze or cause the shogun. But what? Okay, that's machlok number one. But not all that we're showing, but Iker Perusha lives in it. That's a Rambam who Shasur Mem Lechol Mitov Kara Achaz Dab. Avachok, we call Echol Bekara, Yuchedet, Mutter, Abdul Al-Shulchan, Echol. This is the Rambam. Of course, for the Rambam, we know Prophet might have there in most instances. That's the rabbi to all three shonen shabbos shulchan echad asurim lechal biyachad achilu b'tov koras v'yuchadov. Okay? Alright. However, there's another situation over here. And that is that some people say it only applies, we'll see later, to a small table. In the olden days, everyone had his own private table. Move that, we have it in the socket. They had his own table. Husband and wife, Ishtu Gugufa, had their own little table. They sat at their own table, and everyone else said, you know, let's talk about that kind of a table, which is the Yuchat for Ishvishta. A table, a big table, everyone has a table for everybody. But this might not be included in this situation at all. This might even be true if there's no one else to take. The big oak table, the mahogany table in the dining room, there's no one else there that day. So you can, even that might not be an issue, but it's not a private table. There just happens to be nobody there. But there, I'm not shouting at the Pulse of Mamak. But there's another shout, which is the key shout in this area, and that is in Lama Dala. Because again, it's no big deal. It's an easy thing to be Machma by. It's not a no sweat. What you have to do is you put some kind of a place, we use placemats now very frequently. So if you use a placemat all the time, it's no good of it. The Pulse will say a placemat is used all the time, that no hecker anymore. Like nothing. But, so the placemat used at that particular time is no problem. Only problem is, what will happen if other people there? So they're eating with you. So if they see it, there's going to be placemats, it's nice, it's the chef, it's the caterer. So they're going to be, again, an Indian of Busha, Nius. That's why it's very important to note this Bishvari HaShulman here, the line of Dal. He says, Yesha Kosmashen, about Surah Mizeh, Elah Bishah Ochlan, Zavadam al HaShulman. Alam Suv Misham Ozen Eibayit, Oshav Ne Ozen, Lutar Mem Lech Olimboim. Okay? There's not going to be any Chibo Kiri in this case, this kind of case. So the Machma always has between them. Others say it's Mut all the time, others say it's Otto all the time. Three sheets. So, Lemaisa, in Rishon, we fall out of Chumras this area. And there are all, there are Shvah, there's going to be Machmir. Either all the way, or if it's all plug, or else, even if they're sitting next to each other, tomorrow, have to go to Chumras. If it's already only a Chumras, the whole thing is a Chumras, then you don't have to be Machmir, then you'll be Machmir. That's what I wanted to establish at the beginning, if it really is a Gemara, or is it not? Okay. Now, let's see. So what do you do? Oh, so first we talk about the Seder night. That's a real serious challenge. The meaning by the Seder, you don't pour your own cup. Someone else pours it for you. So if a man and wife are there by the Seder, no one else is there, so she can't pour his cup. That's for Issa Mezika before you even get to the Shigar cup. That's the Issa Mezika. Then, that's number one. That's true. That's a fact. So, Vaita, that's not much wine. There's no eight. You have to do it yourself. Okay. One. Shinui. Oh, it's Shinui, but you speak right over there. Okay. Do Shinui. Then it's again not Derek Harris. No. The machine is Derek Harris. Anyway, you do up Derek Harris. I don't know. You'll do it yourself. Then, what's the Issa of the Shinui to Shilua HaKos? What's the Issa? So, one reason is Jagorim Lo. Leos noted daito alem. Which could be, as I said before, that was in the old days, that was considered a very chashuv thing. Noted daito to whoever he gives the kosher. Nowadays, you're poor kosher. I mean, in my house, I have it all the time on Shabbos. I have guests can say that. They're poor, poor. I don't even know what I'm poor. So I don't know if there's noted daito flies in the case of flies. Now, Baruch Hashem. This for sure only applies to coats. It does not apply to machol. It's only about chicken over here. Even the Bari HaShulchan says that, okay? Baruch Hashem for that. Be thankful, whatever you get. Now this Easter is applied if it's a coats HaMiyuchad Lo. Now that expression, coats HaMiyuchad Lo, means that it's special for her. Here he has a chum which I don't agree with. I don't agree with this at all. Kuf Sam of Zion. He says, There are 10 people around the table. And there's a minute to drink from the cult of Kiddush, a well-established minute. It's not really there, but it's a you go tell a woman, I'm not going to give you coast. You're the mice of the Gemara. Ah, you're the mice of Yalta. You heard of Yalta? There's been a peace conference in Yalta. So this Yalta was far from that. How did the mice go? He refused to give her some kosher brachos, for whatever reason. So she broke how many? 400 barrels of wine. Yeah. Doesn't pay to start up. So obviously it was considered an insult. So what I say I have 10 people around the table. So let's say the custom of my house, which is not, but let's say the custom of my house that I put, no one else drinks from my cup. Hygiene, and that's how the doctors tell you. Some of the doctors, the good doctors say that the alcohol of using wine takes care of almost all the germs. But the Machmir among the doctors, they also have Machmir. They hold they shouldn't drink from the same cup. So he says, all right, there's 10 people on the table. So I'll pour 10 different little tiny cups, you know, little thin cups of, and everyone around the table will take one. So I thought that's Tetra Gama. I don't know that's their turn. I'm pouring 10 cups. Which one is the issue? When were they over the issue? Tell me when? I just poured 10 cups and I sent them out. That is mutter, right? Right, so the calls for yukhala. He's a chumra here, well look. Although none of the 10, I can't pick one. Which one of the 10 is yukhala? It was greater. So whichever one she took at the end, that was the calls for yukhala. Why was my friend? That was the issue when I poured that calls, said that was the issue. No? Whatever, Sami. That's a whole shot. Why would you have one of the rarer than a Mishnah Sami, Mishnah Vada, that can't have Mishnah with a rat? What's going on over here? This is nothing to do with rarer. I thought she'd be Muslim. Oh. Now, the. Oh. So what do you do, Lamais? Lamais, how do you manage the way to do a Kiddush? So yes, give me that 10 different cups. Okay. Good. Well, let's say you're not doing that. So what do you do then? Say Shinur, yeah? There's a whole discussion over here in the Diramat of Kishen where he wants to say that Shinui might not work. Might not work, perhaps. Let's take a look at the last beer of the whole list over here. Let's read it inside. Because it's, what to do practical halacha. Well, in Yair Shal Kiddush, okay, Kaita she shows the Gamke Mimeno, she has all the doctor, Klaf of Inyan, Shem Bokshah Shal Isim, the Ziga, Bokshah Shal Isim, Shidua. For the Chayin, and he shows some, he may also call Shetosh Shavu, that's very cosmetic, right? The people, even by Kev, so you very often hear from my genes, and they have to pay. But it's all the family, but the family, that's all now we have it in my house. You can't have to cover it up. Okay, but that's a priest should be called Kupsa Mechet. Anybody is a Shiluach. Lav called him Yuchalo. The Chlav, according to the priest, if my wife and I are at the table ourselves, no one else is there. Nobody else. And I drink the cup, and I pass the cup down, and I put it in front of her. There's no issue. Why? Then it calls him Yuchalo. My cup. She's having my Shiraim. Shiraim, we saw there's only one direction. So she's having Shiraim. So that's Mutter, according to the priest. Finished. The priest already knocked it off. Okay, that's as far as, a problem with Ziga. A problem with Ziga might be a problem. According to that day that holds, it'll shut up alone with Ziga does. Alright, that's the problem of just putting the cup in front of him. Not a question of Shilua, but a question of, a possible question of Ziga. If you put it behind smoke. Ziga is a technical term. We saw before, Machlekes, way back there, when it says ask the Ziga, what does it mean? Meziga only together with Hagosha, or either one by itself. Either one by itself, even the Hagosha, we call it under the title called Meziga. Can I tell you? I mean, the term itself is an indication of the cooler, not Machalekas. You're right, see, what can I tell you? I'm only just telling what it says in print. So according to that day of the Machmirim, she do be out small, because small takes care of all the Shaira, according to the priest. Oh. Then the Data Yav. The Yav is told that even though she drank from the cup, it's still the issue of Shilua. So what are you going to do? Even though you drink from the cup, I drink and I pass to her, there's still the issue of Shilua according to the Yav. So what do you do? Yes, the Ayin and Yoel HaShinu LaHatir Isur Zeh. He's not sure. whether it worked or whether it not work. Now, not sure. Then, the Kenneth, as she is opening her bias, shows him a Korea and a code. Is Ganke and the stopping of Yeshua the Isa Shilua? Is that people are eating, drinking from it afterwards? Instead of Kuf Samatesh and Shiloh. The blush of the Machabah says, the Shas is Ihi Abasrayu Leslando. Which means, I drink in the cup, two kids drink in the cup, and then she drinks in the cup. That's certainly Muslim. What if I drink in the cup, then she drinks in the cup, and then two kids drink in the cup? She's not sure. He says, it's Tarak Ian, and he says, look at the preacher's matter. So it's a Shaila. It's a Shaila. So the Chor is a Chasvek Svek Elohaka. Number one, according to the preacher, the original statement, it's not no Issa once I drink from it. Number two, according to another Svara that's based in the preacher, as long, even though that might be Usher, if only I'm drinking, she's drinking, but if other people are drinking, even though they're going to drink later, it's also no problem. But nevertheless, the things that they call up Shoshim is Yes, all I need, I told Akash the Yasu on the Komo. He took a tenu may atma mishav. Lishtos mi menu. That's what he says. Then cousin Miss Gavin, Shulma Shania, I told the Komo, but also about Shop. Shall a Yama Klum, who can hear us for us, or she means Tabo, the Kaka Tabo, the Atavo, Kishi Lua. The Kozak, she shows me, I call she shows my hoop, she shows her hoop. The custom is, in that house, that she drinks from his cup, Kiddish, he should put it down, and let her take from it without any official to-do. Now, if this flies, I mean, if this will go in your house, if it won't, so say that if you have other people eating there, drinking there, then you can perhaps rely on the sex of the shelter, right? That we said before, that maybe it's mother if you drink, and then this other drink, even if you drink later on. If there's no one else there, then it's really more for that to be master. And could I be knocked up a cloud? Because you're talking about a din, although again, it's not a din in the Gemara, what we said before, I don't know, I should look at someone in Chum, that's what depends upon what we said before. A svek sveka in a din which is not really a din in the Gemara, at most the Masechta Kala, which is not the Gemara proper, and what we said before, when I'm dithering the whole din of the Masechta Kala, it doesn't say if I need it, it's just a hakoka with anything. A hakoka shalom in the Gemara. Svek sveka, so maybe you don't have to have so many Chum. Especially if it's going to cause some embarrassment, you know. Maybe. So that's also something that's going to be taken into consideration. Oh. That's if she drinks of his cup. What if the custody pours all the various cups? So I told you, I thought before, if he pours the many cups, there should be no shout in the first place. That's what I thought. Even though he's in the brackets in the bottom, it's different because they're separate cups, and they're just plates. I thought that's what they're doing. Let's say if a woman is serving chicken. She's serving out 10 servings of chicken. Just take a pass. And she has no idea where it stops, nobody goes. Nobody knows. She's just running around with the chicken, and she has no idea whose is whose. So when's the issue? Yes, rare. So that's also both things in the separate plates. I don't know if I didn't like it. Okay. So it suggests. I hope there's a series of complications here. How do you get out of this problem? So, what does he want to say at the end? Hold on a second. What does he say? Maybe Shini wouldn't know. So again, he should pour her cup, leave it in front of him, and then she should take from it. Or, she should pour into another different cup. Not considered derechibu. Now, of course, I don't get involved in the kiddush. I don't think the kiddush is kosher bracha. He passes his cup, which he drank from, right, and then she pours it into a different cup. The chayra, that's not good. Again, we're talking about the hagim here. That wouldn't be good lechatchil as far as the kosher bracha after is concerned. No, either after that coast, or what? Or he pours it off for her before he drinks her. But for her. Looking at the Gimas HaKos. So, it's a question of a playoff here, one against the other. What's more important? Is it Kos HaBrachma, which is Dimitri Gemara, anyway, And if you're going to do certain of these tricks, you're going to lose on the kosher bracha. So it's a trade-off.